No, I'm ever hopeful. I can't give up hope. I may not be able to stay in Ireland, but wherever I am, I will not give up trying to find him, making appeals and spreading the word. And it's not just for Cian. I mean, if you think about the situation in Ireland, the Irish Times reported that 823 missing people have still not been found in this country. This year alone, 52 people, including 18 children, who were reported missing in Ireland, have still not been found. So it's so important to continue spreading awareness. It's not just me, it's all those families.
But other than the emails being released, it almost feels like we start to some extent from square one every time there's an event like that. Is that something that you found that my question is do we have a system in place that triggers multiple agencies or a certain response, you know, once someone has gone missing and it's clear it's not somebody that's just, you know, is taking a break for a couple of days, which often happens, you know, do we have an organised multi-agency response to it, especially given the numbers we're talking of here?
Not that I'm aware of. It seems to be, you know, the first port of call of the guards, and then these missing people and missing persons support groups. There's the Missing Persons Ireland group for this country, and then there's missingpeople.uk in the UK, and they have been a mine of information, but there's no sort of handbook of what to do and where to go and how to get the help you need. I mean, I've spent an awful lot of time on the phone, both to the guards and elsewhere, to try and get the message out. But, you know, we have to keep it alive, and I think that's the worst thing for people. One woman I spoke to, 24 years, she's still looking for her son.
And what happens to it can be a bit random in terms of the media coverage of it, in that, you know, some of the cases are cherry-picked if it's a younger person, or there might be something somewhat interesting in the story. You know, I think in terms of local media, families get a great deal of support, but I just think nationally there's a bit of cherry-picking going on, and just to think that some editor somewhere is choosing one family's appeal over another for coverage is kind of depressing.
Yes, it's like the estate agent, Lampers, and the McCann case. You know, those make big news, but every day families are suffering the grief and the pain of a lost one, you know, a loved one being lost. It's just horrendous. I mean, they say that in the UK, the numbers are huge in comparison to Ireland, that somebody goes missing every 90 seconds. And I can well believe that, because since I've been part of this group in the UK, I get messages on my phone, and there's, you know,
someone new,
constantly
almost,
new faces. Yes. Now, some people are found within hours, and others are found within days, but so many are not.
And how difficult is it? Anthea, how difficult is it going to be? Because, of course, you know, you have decisions that you have to make, one of them being that, you know, how long can you stay here? How difficult will be the decision or the time or that journey for you leaving here, the last place we know Cian was seen, and heading back to your home?
Well, what I'm doing here now is mostly done on the phone and on the internet, to be honest. I'm not tramping the streets anymore, so I can keep that alive wherever I am.
Good.
Not like, you know.
That's good. No, I'm pleased to hear that it's not, that it's something that's manageable for you, because you're dealing with enough as it is. But
I think sorry.
No, I was going to ask you what point do you really want to get across this morning?
This morning it is. In Ireland, it is National Missing Persons Day, and there is going to be a virtual event. Due to COVID, it can't be, you know, in person, but it can be accessed at 11 o'clock this morning at www.justice.ie, or it can be listened to via the Department of Justice Ireland Facebook page. And that is a programme of events. There'll be discussion and people, speakers, talking about the missing people. So that's really important. If anybody could listen to that or watch it at 11 o'clock at www.justice.ie. It's really important to keep spreading awareness and getting familiarising ourselves with the faces of those people missing. Mm. Because we tend to think, oh, that sort of thing won't happen to me. But with the sort of numbers we're talking about, yes, it could happen to you.
Yeah.
And that's what shocked me. I initially I was saying, why me? Why Cian? And then I started to think, why not me?
Mm-hmm.
Why not Cian? Because it's so common.
And things with things like the lottery or a draw or whatever, we wish for that sort of random selection. So we can't ignore the fact that that random selection might also choose us for things that we don't want at any time.
Very good point. Yes, very, very good point. So that's the most, I mean, that was the most important thing for me to highlight the Missing Persons Day and to tune in at 11 o'clock. But also, it is Cian's birthday on Saturday, and he will be 28. And I would love if everybody listening here could light a candle for him to bring him home, hopefully bring him home. The other thing that I would like to point out is that the UK Missing People group have an evening of hope at Christmas on Monday the 14th of December at 7 o'clock. And that will be an evening of carols, poetry readings and music, etc. So that can be accessed by missingpeople, all one word, .org.uk. Again, you know, we're familiarising ourselves with the faces of the people who are missing. And I'm sure a lot of those faces in the UK will be Irish faces too.
And we also, exactly, of course, indeed. And we also have to remember that it's a little bit like when you say to someone, how are you? Is it a rhetorical question or not? But when we do hear these appeals, do we actually keep our eyes peeled? You know, do we say, right, actually, this person, I've seen their face, and on my daily travels, I'm going to actually keep my eyes open and see beyond myself and see if I can help another family. Anthea, I hope you have, and I know you have, because you've already effectively thanked the people, but I hope it's been helpful to you, the outpouring of support and help within the community with our wonderful services that we have here, like Mountain Rescue and the rest of them that are all volunteers. Yeah. I hope that is helping you through this, that you know you don't feel isolated in this situation.
No, that's exactly it. I feel, like I said earlier, I feel like my hand has been held through this whole process. I would have crumpled without it. You know, neighbours calling, sending me food and turf and messages of support.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just been absolutely amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so, so grateful to everybody.